6 degrees. Yes, it is cold out. And I think Dana said the wind chill is like -7, but 6 is cold enough. -7 is even worse if you want to think about it. But bundle them up, yourself, your loved ones, your pets. It's dangerously cold out there. It's winter in Michigan. As you know, last night, the governor did her State of the State address. She was at Detroit Diesel, a location rich in automotive history. To tell us a little bit about that and more is our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. You know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words, right? Well, the significance of the location of last night's State of the State was not lost on anyone. The governor spoke from the Detroit Diesel in Redford Township, an engine manufacturer, which dovetailed beautifully with her message of kitchen table issues. During the speech, a long camera shot of the governor showed several electric vehicles behind her. This week, General Motors announced it would invest $7 billion in 4 manufacturing facilities, spending $2.6 billion to build a new battery factory in the Lansing area, $4 billion to convert its existing factory in Orion Township to make electric pickups. Detroit Diesel was built in 1938 in World War II. Tanks, landing craft, road building equipment, and standby generators needed compact, lightweight two-cycle engines, and they came from Detroit Diesel. In 1943, Detroit Diesel employed 4,300 people. More than 1,400 of them were women. Together, these employees produced more than 57,000 engines in 1943. That was a record. In the 1950s, wide use of GM's Detroit Diesel engines in military applications and just their general acceptance in commercial applications, Detroit Diesel developed heavy-duty engines for long-distance trucks. That was a big milestone. In 1999, Detroit Diesel built its 4 millionth engine. In 2000, Daimler Chrysler bought Detroit Diesel Corporation. Today, it's a hub of electric vehicle technology employing hundreds of people. And Paul, that backdrop, an important element of the message for Governor Whitmer last night.
It is a great, and there's great history there, including a history that includes Roger Penske, who's such an important part of Michigan and has been so important for Detroit and everything that he continues to do for our area. I thought the governor did a fine job in terms of presenting a speech. She did it all the way that it should be done. Not everyone always is able to pull that off and to look right at the camera and smile and give us a positive feeling about what she's saying, which is really what the State of the State address is all about. She'll get into the nuts and bolts and the things people will argue about will have to do with the budget hearings, meetings, and speeches. So, but I thought she did well last night.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you know, it's always been a live event, right, with a lot of people in the chambers and Lansing and the raucous applauding and all that. Sometimes that can throw you off your game when you're trying to do a speech. I would imagine, I've never had that opportunity, but I would imagine that does. So it's interesting that she just had that chance last night to just look at the camera and deliver her speech, just nuts and bolts, and get it out there. So yeah, I thought she did well as well. She laid out what her messaging was, and that was what was important.
Yeah, last time I gave a State of the State address, it was you know, when a crowd's there, you feed off the cheering and the
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I've never given a State of the State address. Just anyway, when you said you hadn't had the experience, I neither have I. So I do want to veer off just a little bit. And I thought I'd be seeing you. And are you wearing black?
I am.
See, I knew it. I can't see you, but you're mourning the end of an era on Jeopardy with Amy Schneider's reign has ended.
Yeah, she lost last night. She lost to a guy and it was just kind of a librarian, in fact, from Chicago. He played very, very well. She's Amy Schneider won 40 games. She is now the second winningest contestant on Jeopardy. She had over 1,300,000 in winnings, like $1,382,800. That's her ultimate winnings. And it was just so interesting to watch her. She was a little off her game last night, and it really cost her because this other guy was really on it. And she lost in the final Jeopardy question, the only nation in the world whose name in English ends in an H. It's also one of the most populous. You know, I knew the answer. My husband did too. We knew it right off the bat. I think it was one of those things that either you know or you don't. It's Bangladesh. And she wasn't able to bring to answer the question. And so she lost.
She didn't even put a guess down, which I thought unusual.
Yeah. You know, she's been a little off on her final Jeopardy in the last several games. And, you know, it's interesting. After the game, she did some interviews and she talked about how, you know, there's a lot of pressure winning all these games and going out there and performing time and time and time again. And she said she thought there was a little fatigue playing a role in this. And something else that was very interesting, too, is Ken Jennings, of course, who's hosting this segment of Jeopardy. He talked about the day that he lost to this other contestant. He'd won 74 games. And he said he knew when he met her that she was totally unfazed by him. And Amy Schneider said she had the same reaction to this guy before the show when she met him. She thought, oh, this guy is just not at all intimidated by me. And that maybe that played in their minds, who knows? But this was the guy who unseated her.
Yeah, and we'll see how far he can go. She did great. She's
first
woman to surpass $1 million in regular season winnings. And I much more about this because you follow it. I do not, but I loved reading this last night preparing for this conversation that unbelievably in eighth grade, she was voted most likely to compete on Jeopardy.
Yeah, how do you like that? She also got a perfect score on her SAT, I read. And the one thing that I really particularly loved about this contestant, because you look at them and you think, oh, they've just got to be so smart. And she said, I'm just curious. And I love curiosity in people. And she said, I am just curious. She goes, she talked about when she was little and her mother would read her a book and there would be some, you know, reference to like a different location or maybe a type of clothing or something. And her mother would say to her, ooh, let's find out more about that. And she said she learned to then ask lots of questions and to be curious about everything. And she said that's the only reason she's done so well is because she said she's got a very good memory.
That's got to help.
Oh,
you got to have a very good memory.
Oh, heavens, yes, right?
All that knowledge, but to remember it and under pressure to remember it's a big deal. Speaking of pressure, I want you to feel no pressure at all, but today happens to be National Chocolate Cake Day.
Oh.
Paul said to the big baker of the team, just pointing out, this is not pressure to make a chocolate cake.
I'll whip something up for you.
Knowing that it's one of our favorites and it's its special day. So it would just make sense. But I'm just passing that along.
Throwing it out there.
In case you happen to pass by your kitchen there at your home studio. All right. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate the work as we continue. Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst, as we continue this special broadcast, virtual on WJR.com, on our WJR Facebook page. It's our post-State of the State show, brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Enbridge, and the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. We thank those sponsors for making today's broadcast possible as we continue on WJR.